You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. My name is Brad Brown. We've got Dev and Eden with us once again. Dev, nice to touch base. Nice to see you.
Brad, yeah, looking forward to it.
Dev, this one was posted a good few weeks ago in the forum, but I think it's something that we can chat about. I know it's been dealt with in the forums, and Daniela asked the question. Daniela said, I'm feeling dispirited with my training. For the past three interval sessions, I've not hit my target pace for the intervals. I have at least made some progress over the 3 weeks with the average pace for some of the runs. Looking at my training, I'm not hitting the target pace for my easy and long runs either. My plan concludes in about 10 days. I'm not confident I will achieve my goal for the half marathon I'm training for. What do I do? The race I was going to do has been cancelled. Shall I just finish the program and not worry about pace? We see this quite often with people struggling. Daniela's case, but let's talk about what you should be hitting, what you shouldn't be hitting, and where alarm bells should be.
Yeah, so Brad, look, this one can be quite difficult because there really could be a lot of factors that come into play here. If Daniela's talking about being towards the end of her program and she's now struggling to hit paces, which she, I'm assuming, was earlier in the program, we then could be potentially talking about some fatigue creeping in. And again, that can come from various aspects. So not necessarily a case of overtraining, but there's also the stress of the daily lives that sort of creep into it and really plays a bigger role than we actually realize. So that's something we need to, I think, unpack a little bit more and have a look at potential stresses in your daily life, what your nutrition's like. I know throughout we sometimes subconsciously make changes to our diet or whatever, or we're pressed for work and we're not eating as healthy and fueling properly as we have been. So all those sort of things play a role in affecting our training and how we're feeling on race day, as well as sleep. I mean, and again, that can be as a result of stress and that, but have our sleep patterns changed over the last couple of weeks? We need to take those sort of things into account. So that's why I sort of said there really is a lot to unpack here to actually say this is the exact reason. However, going forward, my suggestion would be take a day or two and let's ease things off and let's not worry too much about trying to hit those intensities, especially if you're coming towards the end of a program and maybe up towards an event. You are actually going to do yourself a lot more good by just easing off a little bit and trying to get a bit more recovery in, whether it means adding another rest day in the week, whether it means removing your interval sessions and focusing on a little bit of easy runs. The idea is we just want to try and freshen the body up, make sure things like your sleep and your nutrition are all things that we are ticking the boxes and focusing on that rather than worrying too much about I'm not hitting those paces, I need to be pushing myself harder, because there we start talking other risks that start coming into it.
Dev, Daniel is obviously towards the end of a plan, but it happens quite often too that someone will jump onto a plan from the start they're struggling to hit paces. That is also, alarm bell should be ringing if you're getting on a training plan and you're not able to hit easy or the sort of interval paces off the bat.
Yeah, and to be quite honest, I think more importantly, if you're not able to hit those easy run paces. So that then sort of the alarm bells come in that you might just not be on the right program for yourself. So yeah, you could have selected, and again, this is where it often comes in. We overambitious and we want to run a sub 20 minute 10K, but currently we're running a 28 minute 10K. You really want to select your program for where you currently are rather than where you would like to be. So that is quite an important thing. When I talk about the easy runs versus those intensity runs, for some programs, if you are starting on the next progression and it is the right program for you, in those first couple of interval sessions, you might still struggle a little bit because now you have got new paces. They are faster paces. So that is one thing. But if you find that those easy runs, you are struggling to hit the paces on easy runs and they feel really stretched, then we definitely are on a program that might be a little bit too advanced and we just need to tweak the paces a little bit to try and just bring it back to what should be easy.
Absolutely. And if you're training for a sub 20-minute 10K, as Dev suggested there, you might be in a car. You're definitely not running it. I'm presuming you said you meant 5Ks, Dev.
Yeah, apologies for that.
Well,
I'd love to see somebody run that fast. Devlin, as always, thanks for your time. Much appreciated.
Cool. Thanks, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.